On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care. What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? Redskins Talk Podcast. JP Finley, Mitch Tischler, Rich Tandler, Pete Haley, and AJ is in the damn trunk. He chose to be back there, so don't blame us. We are in Mitch's car. It's hot again. There's no other place to go, so we're in Mitch's car. Everybody say hello.
Hello. Hi, Tandler.
Hi. Hi, Tandler.
What is going on here? I'm trying to be professional. The two people up front can barely keep their S together. Pete and I are running a very serious show in the middle row. AJ's facing backwards and looking forwards.
What up, everybody?
All right, let's move on. Always want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Thank you. We ride with them. You all should ride with them. Let's get down to business.
Hey, we got to interrupt real quick.
That didn't take long.
Happy birthday, JP.
Yeah!
Happy birthday, buddy. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thanks, man. And thank you. I got a lot of nice well wishes from lots of listeners, and I appreciate that. Thank you to all of you. Not a big birthday guy. I like to just kind of keep the train moving.
Yeah, I'm that way, too. Just kind of skip it and move on.
I mean, once you get to a certain age, right?
Yes.
You've
had a lot more than me, Tandler.
Next up is my birthday, less than a month away, guys. What are we doing?
Nothing. All right, let's get down to business. Talk about the injuries. Trey Quinn to the injured reserve. It's more than no deal. This is a guy that was their fourth receiver. They're not going to have him anymore. Yeah, I think they're better equipped to handle the loss at punt returner than they are. If something happens to Jameson Crowder, they better hope Mo Harris can go because they don't have another guy that can play in the slot. It's a bummer. Trey Quinn's a nice kid, fun story, working really hard. He's gone. Cam Sims, IR, another good kid, hard worker, undrafted guy. He's gone to IR. Brian Quick is now back, which the Redskins are very lucky. They're able to bring somebody off the street that knows the offense, knows the playbook, can step right in and be on special teams. They need – I don't know that Mo Harris can go. The situation at receiver is interesting because they have three healthy guys, all of which aren't really known for being healthy, you know, in Doxon Crowder, Paul Richardson. All right, I've established the situation. Pete, go ahead.
They are gone, but Gruden said it's both 6 to 7 to 8 weeks for them, so they're not really gone. If they want to bring them back, they can, but I'm sure there will be some more valuable guys to bring back.
Yeah, dude.
From IR
only
later.
Have two spots on IR. Yeah. I wouldn't worry about bringing one of those two guys back.
Right, but they're not super done for the year in case people are holding out.
Super done. But I think Brian Quick is a interesting point. Just you have a guy who, like you said, knows the offense real well. Three guys might not be able to, who aren't the three starters, aren't the healthiest guys in the world, but he can play inside or outside, and he's a guy who knows the offense.
Okay, those three starters did miss one combined game last year.
Sure, but what about the year before?
The year before, Crowder played all 16.
Doxon
and Richardson had injuries.
Doxon missed almost the whole year. Richardson probably played 8 games. So all I'm saying is all three of those guys have had – Crowder is the healthiest dude of all those guys.
Crowder played a big chunk of that season injured, right?
Right.
Hampered by a
– I'm just saying that they have three guys that have dealt with injuries in the past. And now they're thin at the position. We reported earlier this week the Redskins are not interested in Dez Bryant at this time. He's not a guy that makes sense for them. To bring Dez in, you have to have a real role for Dez. Brian Quick got 6 catches last year. Dez Bryant had nearly 70. He's not going to come in, be a fifth wideout, and play special teams for you. If something happened that one of those top three went down, then the Dez situation becomes a little more interesting. Right now, it doesn't add up at all.
Yeah, so quit asking about it.
What do you make of Dez tweeting about the Redskins? of 31 other teams other than the Cowboys.
Twice, like multiple times.
Is that not interesting?
He tweeted about the Pats, too.
That's cool. I mean, right. he's tweeted about a couple teams, but the fact that he points out the Redskins specifically.
Well, and hell, when he got cut, he was saying he wanted to come to the NFC East, too. But, again, I don't think it's happening. I know it's not happening right now. The roster moves have been made. It didn't happen.
I just mean it's interesting that of all the teams he's pointing out this club.
I'm worried about Pete. You all right, dude?
Yeah.
You're being very weird.
Just keep it moving, man. All business today.
Is it the Trey Quinn news?
No.
It's got you down?
What has you down?
I'm happy because Kenny Ladler's up. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, Mitch, you haven't even talked about Ladler yet.
Letting
you get through the important guys.
I think Ladler is going to be playing immediately because they need him on special teams. I talked with Ben Kamika last week, and he was saying, he's like, you know, what people don't really realize is the Redskins are already at a bit of a disadvantage on special teams. Most NFL rosters, backup running backs and backup tight ends are very important on special teams. The Redskins have 4 running backs, 3 tight ends. Only 6 of those guys are active on game day, and only 2 of those guys play on special teams. Because Adrian Peterson is not playing specials. Chris Thompson is not playing specials. Jordan Reed's not playing specials.
Vernon
Davis isn't playing specials. So usually a special teams coach can rely on those guys, and here you can't.
Yeah, you got Sprinkle and
Rob Kelly.
And Kelly.
I think Kenny Ladler plays and plays right away. I think Brian agree. Quick plays right
so
away.
So Ladler
was going to play. Right. Apke was active on Sunday, so, you know, it goes to.
Yeah, they kept the corner down, right?
Yeah.
They keep Stroman down?
Yeah.
So
no,
Ladler,
they kept
Adonis Alexander.
Oh, Adonis, yeah.
Is Ladler playing not contingent on Apke being healthy then, that you could see them both suiting up?
Apke's not. I doubt Apke's playing.
Yeah.
That hamstring's
bad enough.
Well, and Troy Apke today was on – he was at practice, but he was on the side field working with the trainers, not participating in practice.
Also, for a team that's so young across the board, especially the backups, Ladler, while he doesn't have a ton of NFL experience, has pro experience, and
right.
He's done it before.
He's played in Canada for a year.
Yeah. And,
so,
and Apke for
and he's
a guy,
Mitch's guy.
Yeah. Apke for a guy who relies on speed, I think they're going to treat that hamstring with an abundance of caution.
And you wouldn't be shocked at all to see Ladler come in and make a big tackle either on specials or in some type of like dime.
Wouldn't be shocked?
I'm saying you wouldn't be shocked for him to stand out right away. Like, I don't think he's the kind of guy that would be able to deliver something like that right
away. Well, there's AJ telling you.
There's some.
Mitch, I thought, was the Kenny Ladler guy, but maybe AJ wants your title.
No, that's all Mitch.
AJ, all right, so let's let all our listeners in on something. There's a budding rivalry between AJ and Pete, and we're not sure if that's what Pete's so upset about or what's going on with Pete right now, but Pete is never quiet, and he's being quiet. If I upset you earlier, I was just trying to get through the injury report and then let you jump in.
That was fine.
So, look, I'm apologizing. If that upset you, Pete, I'm sorry. But
there's
here's what's
handshake going on.
But AJ has to sit in the trunk, and I think he wants Pete's chair, and I think that's what's going on here.
No, I volunteer to sit in the trunk.
Mitch, what do you think?
I think we're going to wrestle it out at
the tailgate. All right.
The tailgate.
Tailgate coming up.
This is an important announcement.
Tailgate.
Re-announcement.
September 23rd before the Packers game. Orange A lot. We will be there early. You guys come. We'll be there early. This thing is sponsored, so we're going to have a boatload of food. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the sponsor's name yet, so I'm not going to. But there's going to be grills.
We're
going to do it up.
We're going to have a lot of food. We're going to have people helping us man the grills.
Oh,
so
hey.
JP and
Chef
Pete
Mel.
And Rich and all of us are going to be a little more hands-free to
so
be able to...
So I want to get my eyebrows singed again when somebody takes the lid off the Weber?
No eyebrows getting singed.
That's
so
good.
Things are moving. This is going to be a pretty cool game day experience. So I think we've heard from a bunch of guys coming from out of town who are going to be there for the game, and it's gonna be lit, as the kids say, right, Pete?
Yeah. Last year I just walked around passing out Popeyes, so this year I hope whatever sponsor we get, I can do that as well.
Are you allowed to come, Pete? How's that gonna go?
I'm part of the podcast. I'm gonna be there, and if the
do we get an air horn?
in person or edited in?
Now. Let's go.
That's not even a enthusiastic air horn. What is
that
going
sounded
on
like
with you?
That sounded like Rich after the Cardinals game.
So I legit am worried about Pete. What is going on, Pete?
I don't know. Just we don't need to do this. Just go to the podcast.
Yeah.
Football stuff.
Well, I'm worried about him.
I'm a little worried about
Chandler's
too,
not. I'm sure.
Not. Well,
he's tired of this line of
yes.
You're tired of us caring about Pete?
You know what? Everyone who's listening, yes. let's tweet Pete some encouragement. Send nice thoughts Pete's way. Let's make this a happy day for Pete.
Say a nice thing about Pete.
We won't do that. Oh. Unless if you are on Team AJ, you can treat that too. If you want AJ in the seat and Pete in the trunk, maybe that's what's going on.
Turning friends against each other.
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what's going on. All right. Elsewhere on my list, I have the Survivor Pool. Mitch, do you want to tell everybody what happened in the Survivor Pool?
What Survivor Pool?
There's
no Survivor
Pool. So the Redskins Talk Survivor Pool, the official pool. Mitch took a big hit. What happened, big man?
The Saints screwed me.
He didn't survive.
As they did many other people.
Well, the good news is I never once was nervous about my pick. Yeah. I had the Packers, who was just an easy run-of-the-mill regular win for them. I thought the Survivor Pool is fun. Hopefully everybody enjoyed it. Mitch is like taking pictures. This is a very disjointed podcast.
It's going up on the pod Instagram, which you guys should all listen. You should all subscribe to.
At Redskins Talk Pod on Instagram.
All right, Taylor, what have you written about this week?
What have I written about this week? It's only Wednesday. I've written about,
That was Rich Stanler.
It takes me a minute to gather my thoughts. First look at the Colts. I just don't think they're very good. That's not news or revelation to anybody. Sometimes you look at a team and they have a lot of young, talented players. You think might be able to sneak up on you. The Colts don't. They just don't have many of them.
They have luck. That's kind of the list.
One thing. Let me go on.
Yeah, the Cardinals at least had some stars who you could worry about taking over a game. I don't really see that with the Colts besides Luck and Hilton.
One of the things I wrote was they have the interior line that Scott McLuhan wanted. McLuhan had Sheriff, who he drafted his first of 2 years as general manager, mm-hmm. at guard. And he wanted to draft Ryan Kelly, center out of Alabama. The Colts took him, right. Colts took him several slots before the Redskins drafted. So he had Kelly is there, and then they drafted Quentin Nelson, a guard out of
Jay Gruden, just a guard. Notre Dame.
Out of Notre Dame with the sixth pick this year. So those are their two best players. But I looked at their defense, man. They really could have used a Roquan Smith, a Minkah Fitzpatrick, somebody who could make some impact on their defense because they have no.
Has Malik Hooker just been a
good Malik Hooker
no,
played.
He good,
well,
he
was injured last year. I mean, he played
he was
seven
really
games
good,
last year.
But then got hurt.
I like whenever Taylor says, man. He's like, look, man, they really could have used a Roquan Smith.
How about Ryan Grant?
We're going to see Ryan Grant, and he played well for them. We don't need to go too far into the Colts. We're going to catch up with our buddy Andrew Walker, who works for Colts.com, used to work for Redskins.com. He's an all-around good dude, funny dude. I want to talk about these Pro Football Focus rankings, but real quick, make sure you are checking out the good folks at Orsman, Ford, and Lincoln in Alexandria. Check their address, 6129 Richmond Highway, and you can call them at 877-461-0599. You know how it is with Orsman. They give you the lifetime edge. They give you everything. We ride with Orsman. You should ride with them. Go get a Ford or a Lincoln, Orsman, Ford, and Lincoln. All right, Pro Football Focus every week does their 1 to 32, what NFL teams played best. Do you know which NFL team played best for Pro Football Focus week one, Taylor?
I believe that would be the Washington Redskins.
Indeed.
That's why I was trying to get you to be excited after the Cardinals bye.
Yeah, you were as enthusiastic as Pete is right now.
That's fine. I know that I wasn't. I don't know. You know, I just started answering questions matter-of-factly. I'm sorry.
I know.
Jeez, we're the only ones with enthusiasm.
I was giving you the news.
How often does PFF have the Redskins ranked up top?
What did PFF say about the Redskins Talk podcast?
I don't know. I don't know how significant that is, but
It's a metric.
It's a nice metric. It doesn't mean anything, but it's a good thing for fans to see. And
here's what I'll say about the, like, are Redskins fans so self-loathing that, like, rather than enjoy a really big-time week one win, it has to be dismissed. It's like, oh, it's just week one. Oh, it's just Arizona. Like, what the hell, man? They went out and kicked somebody's ass.
I think it's just their first time in a long damn time.
Or why didn't they get more sacks? Why did Ziggy Hood play 20 snaps? Why didn't they throw deep more?
Hell, on 100 the other night, like, the first question we asked is, what player didn't give you enough? I was like, for real? Like,
yeah.
Less than 24 hours after a game, we're going
was
with
that. Was that AJ or Pete with that question?
It was Pete, right?
How about in the Alex Smith pressers, they were asking, how do you keep your wide receivers you know, up, that they're not getting a lot of catches. They won the damn game.
There was some unknown. We didn't know the way the game plan was going to go. And, it, you know, and I think there's going to be weeks like that. There's going to be other weeks where it comes in bunches, you know, and all of a sudden those guys are, we're going to lean on them offensively. And we're going to need them, and the ball's going to be coming a bunch.
They pounded the ball on the crowd.
And it is just one game.
I think Patrick Peterson had anything to do with that, maybe.
AJ, you're like talking into a suitcase. No one can hear me back there.
You got to speak up a little bit.
You mean talking into Mitch's golf clubs isn't a good idea?
All right. Here's what I'm trying to say. So the Redskins got a plus 27.8 overall rating. It's plus 6.6 on defense, plus 21, I'm sorry, plus 6 on offense, plus 21.2 on defense.
Yikes.
Which is, I think you could go back and look at last year, and they never rated that.
Bring up the Raiders game. Maybe they're rated.
Well, I don't have Wi-Fi out here, so I can't.
Okay.
But filling out the top five, Skins at 27.8, number one. Rams at 2, Pats at 3, Jets at 4, Vikes at 5. We talked about this briefly. I also thought it was kind of interesting. It's only 1 week, right? A lot of shifting will occur.
By my count, yes, it is 1 week.
Jeez, Taylor, you are so annoying. And everybody involved in the Alex Smith, Kirk Cousins saga looked pretty good for week one. Kirk looked good in Minnesota. Mahomes looked good in Kansas City. Darnold even looked good for the Jets. Smith certainly looked good for the Redskins.
Kirk's having another baby. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Put that on Instagram or something?
Yeah, Cooper's getting a big brother.
Yeah.
A little brother.
Probably a little brother.
Cooper's going to be a big brother.
Mitch is so bad
gonna be a
at
big
these,
brother.
These sorts of things.
I'm real bad at Mitch familial relations.
Mitch doesn't know the difference between like a stepbrother and a brother-in-law.
That was
no,
definitely
I'm
a
half-brother.
A new contract celebration baby, right?
Oh,
it's
God.
Been like 3 months, 2 or 3 months.
I don't know. Jeez. AJ.
That's wacky, dude.
Anybody that was on Team AJ, you're still in the trunk, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
It was real good that Alex Smith played well, especially after how well Kirk looked early on in that game.
All right.
Is that going to be a thing all year long? Comparing Kirk to Alex on a throw-by-throw basis?
All right. So... it probably is. RT,
game by
honestly.
Game. I don't know throw by throw, but game by game, absolutely.
Here's where we're at. We had an interview with Chris Thompson, and I am unsure if we're doing a Wednesday pod, and we're definitely going to do a Friday pod with over-unders. Do we need to do a Thursday pod? And I'll bring the question up here, and I want our listeners to respond, Twitter, Instagram, wherever it is you respond. Taylor, do you want to do a Thursday pod?
I want to do a Thursday pod.
You want to do an everyday pod.
Yes.
Taylor has done the biggest 180 on the podcast.
Absolutely.
I used to drive him crazy to record it and call him and have to set up my elaborate phone recording system. Now RT's all in.
I only would complain when it would be a 2 o'clock pod that turned into a 2:45 pod.
Well, I'm always late, and I'm generally doing a bunch of stuff. So that's part of life.
Now we wake up to slacks from Taylor at 6 a.m. telling us how many more listens we need to break a record for...
the records
month.
Are all falling, so we appreciate
incredible.
It. Incredible. All right, Taylor votes yes on Thursdays.
I think we need a Thursday pod specifically to set your guys' over-unders and to discuss the day's doings.
All right, that's two yeses. Pete?
I think Thursday pod can be flexible. If there are days where we're scratching for ideas, I don't think we just put one out just to put
no,
one out.
No, it's our job to come up with ideas.
All right, where this is headed, nowhere. Okay, I'll make a decision.
What's your vote?
I think Pete doesn't want to do it because he's not going to be on it.
That's not a thing. Then I wouldn't want to do post-game podcasts.
You might not.
I do get sad when I see it.
Whatever is going on in your
I got
world
really
right
sad
now.
On the Grand Canyon pod. I listened to it on
is
the
that, are you still sad about something?
No.
Doesn't he sound sad?
Well, now that you're talking about how sad I am, I'm just getting more sad. I don't know.
Oh, my God, dude.
Get hold. Wearing dark glasses. Like,
get a hold of
I'm
yourself.
Worried about what's going on underneath them.
All right, here's what I want to do. Well, I interviewed Chris Thompson today. It was really good. I'd like to figure out if that's going to run on Thursday or Friday. But it's going to run, and you guys will listen, and we'll sort it out. How's that sound? AJ,
great.
You get a very quick vote. Up or down, no wiggle room.
Yes.
All right.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Key of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Here's what I want to do. And for the minister of...
Shtick. No shtick.
Anti-shtick. Hang up now. The ambassadors deserve to be ranked. Everyone that has submitted a picture deserves us to talk about them. Taylor, you can make as many weird faces as you want, but this is...
You can get out of the car. And
this is a way bigger part of the podcast than you providing than unnecessary analysis. I don't know. People are excited about this.
Unnecessary
analysis?
How
excited were people at the rally? We got to meet a lot of fans at the rally in Arizona.
Which was wonderful.
Right. So we're going to give them their moment. Everybody get your phone out. Go to our Instagram page.
You're holding my phone.
Well, we'll share. Okay. My phone is recording the podcast.
Good point.
All right. At Redskins Talk Pod is the Instagram page. We're going from the top down. So we're going to start with Maxwell Geiger. Everybody see him?
Yeah.
Just celebrating at State Farm Stadium after the Redskins' drubbing of the Cardinals.
All right, Max, these are out of 10. Take all factors into account. He is at week one.
Orsman shout out on the sign.
Orsman shout out on the sign is good. Trey Quinn believer, so tough day for Max. Mm. I think he goes to Arizona State.
Yeah, he said something about Forks Up.
Okay.
I think, I love that he wrote that he bought the sign at Target. I think Max gets a... So all of the ambassadors are terrific, right? But we still have to rate them.
Yeah, some are terrific.
Well, they're all terrific, but then
times four.
Like you're all we love all of our children, but some of our children perform better.
Really
in
perform
school.
Well, yeah.
Some of them we love a little more than the others.
Some get pictures on the fridge, and others don't.
Did Maxwell jinx Trey Quinn?
No, he was already hurt.
This was after the game.
I'm going 7 out of 10.
7 sounds good. That's the number I was thinking of.
Taylor.
4.75.
Wow. Pete? 8 out of 10. I'm the Paul Abdul of this ranking.
AJ?
I'm giving him a 7.5. He went all out.
He was at the game and shouted out Orsman.
A lot of detail on this sign.
All right, so that's a 7 for Max. Thanks you for chiming in, Geiger. We appreciate it. This, I don't know if this counts as a podcast, but our guy Colin Snell says that the podcast got him through the trauma clinic at the hospital for a broken ankle. So thank you, Colin, for listening.
Sorry about your ankle.
Next up is the dude at the Braves game who didn't tell us his name. And
I think his name's Brian.
All right, Brian. But
he commented on that.
His sign is, like, he clearly couldn't have his sign and the... It's weird that it's two pictures, right? So what's...
Brian Murphy is our guy's name.
All right, Brian Murphy, thank you. I like that you're outside of the Braves game wearing all skins gear. I'm going 7 out of 10.
He's a little lower for me. If it's all got to be in one... One
yeah,
picture.
It's got to be in one picture. Maybe I got to go 6. But I also love that our listeners are kind of slobs like we are and
screw it
and
up.
They kind of forgot, like, oh, yeah, I need a sign.
I give him a 7 because he congratulated JP and his wife on their next of kin.
Well, I already gave him a 7, right?
You gave him a 6, I believe.
You're up to 7 with me, Brian.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
I got a 5 for my guy, Brian.
Taylor's going
the green low. Undershirt under the Redskins jersey is a little eh.
Taylor?
4.75.
Pete? AJ?
He's getting a 4.
Oh,
yikes.
All right, so 6 out of 10
but
for
AJ
Brian.
AJ's also a big Nats fan, so are you taking points away for that?
No, it's
Do you
just
think this guy's a Braves fan?
The different pictures, the green shirt that Pete pointed out.
Yeah.
You got to move your arm, dude. Like, sorry. You're talking into a bag and your arm.
Yeah, he...
All right, we're moving on.
Appreciate the effort, but could have been better.
I met this dude and posted this one myself. Ed Wailuta from South River, New Jersey. He is in the military service, so automatic 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
10.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, I'll go 10.
You
Easy
met
10.
Him, and wow, he bought us beers, Taylor.
Yes. I'm in agreement.
10 out of 10. The next picture is Taylor's face when we were having lunch after the Grand Canyon. That's one of the best posts we've ever had. RT, did you know that I posted that?
Wait, I can't. I don't see it. No?
What is that face, man?
I don't know.
So I said,
I'm probably saying screw you, JP, or something like that.
Usually it starts with an F.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it clean for the podcast.
The next post is Mitch winning $150 The next post is me. The next post is us.
Shout out that five horse.
Yo, I love the five.
Love the five.
We had been, we were in like the worst bar ever, and Mitch just won $150, and then our everything got way cooler. All right, up next is the ambassador of aviation, Mason Campbell, who we also met at the rally. Tandler, do you remember meeting him?
I do.
10 out of 10.
27 out of 10.
Here's the thing. Whether or not he's flying, because we don't need to discuss that, the fact that he made a sign and had it in the cockpit of a real plane, 10 out of 10.
Shout it out, Oarsman Auto also.
Yeah, man. You put Oarsman on there, you know, you make the sponsors happy, that's good for everybody.
I mean, he's more than a 10 out of 10 for me. I suggested that we do
not enough out of 10s.
11 out of 10.
At least. I suggested we do a podcast party from 30,000 feet.
That was a hilarious comment.
He responded and said, as long as I'm flying, I'm in. Let's go.
The next one's going to get a little funny.
Yeah, this one's...
So, do we know the dog's name?
No.
Is that Red Rock?
Oh, it's Sir Sampson. Yes.
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah.
Oh.
So...
I didn't see this one. I just posted it and I go, that's a cute dog. And then someone pointed out something
else. So,
we
love this dog, Sir Sampson, the official four-legged ambassador.
Sir Sampson loves us, apparently.
Taylor's zooming in, which is kind of creepy.
I'm trying to read the sign.
Taylor, well, why are you zooming in on that, dude?
Trying to read the sign.
Don't look at the sign.
Oh, wow.
Don't look above the sign.
All right. It's a very cute dog. 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Just Mitch? Move on. I don't want to look at the picture.
I mean,
we're moving on.
Things are happening.
If you don't get why that's funny, then you don't get why that's funny.
For the pod.
Yeah, that dog. Yo, you think you like the podcast? That dog really likes the podcast. All right, we got a bunch of pictures of Tandler in sunglasses.
Yeah, that was just glasses, dude.
Yeah, just a lot of glasses. Jeez, a lot of glasses. All right, our guy Mark Swales. I don't even know that he listens, but he sent me that. Mark Swales is a 20 out of 10 person, big time Redskins fan. Pete, that's his daughter, is Michaela, who's 11 years old, who Pete thinks is 8. So we appreciate you, Mark.
Hey, wow. We keep this podcast clean for Michaela.
That's right. Yo, we got at least a 10 out of 10 coming up. Everybody get to the picture of Mo Harris the dog.
Yes.
All right. So this is the official ambassador to South Williamsburg, Brooklyn, New York. And he's also a chef who has invited us to his restaurant in New York, which we were going to have to do that. I'm trying to remember what it's called. Whatever. We'll figure that out as it gets closer. That picture with the dog, the New York skyline behind it.
The fact that there's a Mo Harris dog jersey is just
it's tremendous.
Incredible enough.
12 out of 10?
I might bump it to 13.
The restaurant is Fairfax, NYC.
All right, we're coming. Fairfax, NYC, we're coming. We'll figure that out. But if you will seriously have us, we will come.
13 out of 10. Tandler
requires
IPAs.
Mo Harris. 13 out of 10 because of the 13 jersey seems like a slam dunk to me.
Thank you. Yeah.
Easy. Perfect picture.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Perfect picture.
Yeah. Well done.
Love the sign.
Right. You got the sign.
He followed, very crappy sign.
Followed the instructions.
The dog's being a good boy.
As good as done.
Right. We kept all the excitement and the correct level of excitement.
We're not seeing anything we shouldn't be seeing.
Very well done, chef. All right. The next one is our guy in Harrisburg. Harrisburg's where JMU is, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I love that he found a good mural. I love that the sign is written on what looks to be some cardboard.
You know what that looks like?
Like the
pizza box?
Something.
Like the beer, like the
beer box
divider between the beers.
We need these people's names, right? Am I missing this dude's name?
Don't they come off of Twitter?
Yeah.
It's just hard to keep track. Some Twitter, some Instagram, like, it's a lot.
Jeez.
Get pictures from all over.
So are you sad because you have too much work, Pete? Is that the problem?
That's not why.
Are you going to tell us why you're sad?
No. This is just so weird now. Just get this. Keep going.
All right. Harrisonburg, friendly by nature. I'm going to give him a friendly rating of 8 out of 10.
Like a little better picture. I like the sign. I give him a 6.
Oh, Tandler.
4.75.
Pete?
I'll give him an 8. I like his glasses. He looks smart.
AJ?
6.
Sounds like a 7 for Harrisonburg. All right, this dude is from France.
One of the best.
Automatic 11 out of 10.
Well, the Snickers block. Well,
and he gets a 10 because he's wearing the RG3 jersey. That's a 10. 10 out of 10.
Plus, it's on the back of a Snickers box.
Which
follows the bit. He knows what's going on.
He gets it.
This is
And he's in France.
And he's in France.
Vallon Pont-d'Arc?
Vallon Pont-d'Arc.
Before making that caption, I did look up Vallon Pont-d'Arc to make sure it was in France because I wanted to say that this is a French ambassador.
10 out of 10.
Easy 10 out of 10.
Slam dunk. Well done.
Oh, okay, I see.
What?
I didn't know it was the Snickers bar until I looked at the other picture.
Did you know that you can scroll pictures on Instagram?
I didn't see that there were multiple pictures on there.
But do you know about that functionality?
Yes, JP, I know about that functionality.
What do you grade that functionality? 4.75?
4.75. Yeah.
All right.
All right, my guy in Lynchburg.
Talk about a mural.
Nails it.
Very cool. So my sister-in-law is from Lynchburg, Virginia. I showed her this. She had no idea this existed. She's like, wow, my hometown's getting kind of cool. Do we know his name? I'd like to say his name.
So you're looking up his name.
You're the official ambassador to Lynchburg, Virginia, sir.
My guy from Harrisonburg got a little downgraded just because this Lynchburg mural is so...
Is better than the Harrisonburg?
Way better than the Harrisonburg.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's not his fault, though.
It's not.
So what are you giving this guy,
then? But in the ratings, that's why he got downgraded a touch.
What are you giving this guy, Taylor?
4.75.
Hold on, that's a 4.75?
Damn.
Taylor's a hard grader, man. A strong 8 for me. I like it. I like that he brought a football to the photo shoot.
Yeah, you never know when a game's going to break out.
Mitch?
Yeah.
What jersey is he wearing?
He's wearing a number one jersey.
Number one, so that's a homemade, probably.
A DeSean Jackson practice jersey, I guess.
What's your grade, Mitchell?
Oh, 8.
8. Pete?
9.
AJ?
Yeah, he gets an 8.
All right, that's an 8. All right, I think our first and perhaps only female from Oak Meadows...
As noted, the prettiest handwriting of any sign we've got.
I still can't read it, though, zooming in.
It's because your eyes are...
The official... she's the commander-in-chief?
Yeah.
10 out of 10. She's got a football.
Is that a Sudfeld jersey? Oh, no, it's Kai Forbath, I think, she said in the comments.
10 out of 10.
Wait, where is this one?
Taylor, why don't you just
keep up, Taylor?
I'm trying to.
Why don't you just look at him in the other mode?
Oh, there. I couldn't see a person there.
Taylor's like, wait, we're on which Instagram again?
She kills it.
10 out of 10.
9.5 out of 10.
What's your gotta point? Leave a little, why the deduction?
But dude, she's got the football like in the corner of the Oak Meadows side.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, that changes it. That's
pretty awesome.
Okay, Mitch is sold now.
Taylor, what is in her hand? She's carrying.
They're like season tickets or like
a Chris Cooley. It looks like a Chris Cooley picture.
Yeah. Like a Cooley autograph.
Yeah, she brought a lot of shit to that photo.
Yeah.
I also think this is a Colt Brennan.
10 out of 10.
This is a Colt Brennan jersey.
Taylor, what's your vote?
I go 10.
Brennan wore 5.
That's a big deal that Taylor went 10.
Yeah.
All right, that seals it. That's an 11.
Binary Taylor, it's 10 or 4.5.
It's 4.75.
Sorry, excuse me.
All right, the consul of Wallace, North Carolina.
10.
Because of the PBR golf.
I'm going to save our time and move on. Beast.
Sold, 10.
PBR.
And the bucket hat.
Oh, it's perfect.
Taylor?
Yeah, I do like the PBR golf bag.
It's just funny. Like, he brought that golf bag with him. Like, it's totally unrelated.
10. All right. Make the moves. Oh boy.
Oh, this is our most flexible ambassador.
Yo, definitely the most flexible ambassador. I think he's the ambassador of the Hudson River Valley, is that right?
Yes.
And he's doing the Kerrigan dance while wearing the Kerrigan shirt. 10.
There's a lot of good synchronizing in this photo.
Synchronicity.
I was deciding between synergy and synchronizing.
Scrantonicity.
Yeah. You would have been wrong in either case.
I'm going 10.
I think I would have been right in either case. Excuse
Pete
me.
Does appear to be warming up now.
Yeah.
He's finally getting out of it.
Shtick heals all, man.
He's getting out of the glums. Taylor, I'm saying 10.
4.75.
You need to stop talking to your water bottle. It's making a weird echo.
4.75 for real?
Yeah.
For that?
I can't barely see it.
That's not his problem. You have terrible eyesight, dude.
Wow. Let's move on.
What? Mitch hasn't even graded yet. You want to move on?
I give him an 8.5. I like it. It's a good one.
AJ?
8.
Pete?
10. Synchronicity, synergy.
All right. 8.5 for that dude. Well done, sir. Yeah. Yes.
I remember this guy from Richmond.
The official ambassador of Silver Spring, Maryland.
Moco, stand up.
He's got the helmet. He's got a lot of hair. He appears to be in a room that's painted burgundy and gold.
He noted on... I think that's our friend Sean Russet.
Oh, Sean Russet. All right.
Or BGNAES, or those might be the same people. I'm not sure.
Didn't he make it to a pot party?
I think he was at the Richmond pot. Mitch, you get to start here. What's your grade on our guy?
He's getting a 10 because he's boys with my guy, Saltnut.
That started the Mitch Fan Club page?
That started the Mitch Fan Club page, as I see in the... As I see in the comment section here.
It could be me.
So what's the grade?
I give him a 10. The hair, the burgundy and gold, the
Taylor's gonna
salt
be
nut
harsh
friendly.
Here.
I'm in.
Taylor?
What is that wall? I mean,
it's a wall
burgundy and gold.
He said his fiance let him choose the colors of that room.
4.75.
Jeez.
Taylor's fatigued, I think.
I'm giving him a 10 because I like how he's holding the sign. It's very classy. He's got just one finger on it. He's holding it up nice and
seriously
presenting it really well.
I'm going 9. I like the mini helmet. I think that is his bedroom because I think that's a bed down and to the left.
It looks like it.
That might be a lazy boy. I don't know.
If he... Pete, you obviously have no idea what a lazy boy looks like if you think that's a lazy boy.
Taylor's never invited me into his house, so how the hell would I know?
Do we?
And never would. Do you want me to pull up a picture of a lazy
that's
his, boy?
So look, he commented, if you see in the background, my bedroom is the Redskins colors. My fiance let me choose. This dude painted his bedroom burgundy and gold.
+2. Now he's an 11.
Yeah, dude. That's that's
dedication, Holmes.
Yeah.
Tell him to...
10 out of 10.
Yeah. Cool.
10.
AJ, 10? All right.
10.
I feel like we've gotten much easier graders late. My dude in San Diego.
Not here.
Just seeing palm trees, 10 out of 10.
And this is the very specific neighborhood ambassador.
Right.
That matters.
That's Golden Hill neighborhood San Diego ambassador. 10 out of 10. Taylor?
Did you find it, Rich?
Taylor,
Taylor's zooming into each picture, like looking around.
I'm trying to see.
No, I like it. You're being very thorough. I appreciate it.
I'm not just doing
making sure all the dogs are properly clothed.
You guys are idiots.
What's the number, Taylor?
Pass. Come back to me.
Oh,
I tell you,
we're not coming back to you.
As Hurricane Florence bears down on us, looking at a palm tree makes this a certain 10 out of 10.
I don't know what Mitch was going for there, but all right, buddy.
Hurricane Florence is not bearing down.
All the rain that we have coming this week.
We don't have much rain.
You can look at palm trees.
What are you talking about?
Weather.com, dude.
Taylor's dropping a dude on you. Why did you have to pass? Why can't you?
I just wanted to think for another minute.
Okay, what'd you come up with? Same grade for everybody else?
No, I've done 10s. I've done 4.5.
Okay,
I've
tried to decide
which one he is.
So there's no middle ground between a 10 and a 4.75.
Not in my world. You either did it. You either got it done or you didn't. This guy got it done.
Nice. Oh!
Hey! Is it the palm tree? Because of the weather coming our way?
It was good. Yeah. It was...
Tim Meek, 15 out of 10.
Yeah.
He invented the whole ambassador process.
He's also super jacked.
Yo, he is jacked.
he's in Lucas.
Yeah.
He was the original person to put Orson on a sign.
He's at the home of the
Colts. He's just the original everything.
Tim Meek, 15 out of 10.
Yeah.
Anybody?
No, he's got the entire Oarsman Auto of Virginia. We ride with them, so you should too.
And he's going to be really excited when the Redskins win this weekend so he can brag to all his Colts buddies.
It says, I'm Tim Meek. What up, everybody?
What up, everybody?
19 out of 10.
Yeah, he's got a perfect score.
10.
This week, I give him a 34 out of 10, which is the final score of the game on Sunday.
Ooh!
Even as Hurricane Florence bears down on us?
With Hurricane Florence bearing down on us.
Sounds like the beginning of the classic game replay.
All right, the next joint...
I gotta be honest, I like Sad Pete a lot better than this.
I'm glad Happy Pete's coming back. He was weirding me out for a while there. Official ambassador of Stephen City, Virginia. I really like the way he wears his hat. Seems like that's sitting high on his dome. Looks like he's on a nice patio, porch.
Very average sign, which is good. The more average, the better.
It's our most intense look.
He does look intense.
I give him a lot of credit for that.
He's not joking around. This is a serious role to
him. If we were a football team, we'd be sending him out there for the coin toss.
Just
look at people like that.
He's the first guy off the bus.
Right.
Of our football team, he's the first guy off the bus, intimidating the other team.
So because of that... 8 out of 10.
And AJ is the last guy out of the bus because he's coming out of the trunk.
No, Pete, you're the last guy off the bus.
I give him a 9.5 for that look.
All right. Yeah, that looks intense.
Intensity doesn't
I'm giving
me.
Him a 10 so he doesn't come and kick my ass.
All right, Pete, you're middle of the pack off the bus.
Cool.
Okay. RT?
4.75. Use a heavier crayon for
a crayon?
I'm giving him a 6.
I don't know.
I think it's a pen. Sign? I think it's just a pen.
Yeah,
but you got to. So here's my thing. When I was in college, I liked being friends with the weirdest dudes because it was funny. I love that this dude's sign is made out of nothing because it's funny.
Okay.
Like it's a guy with a pen and a piece of paper.
Is this a throwback hat or is this a new throwback?
I don't know, man.
It looks. I kind of like
sitting
it.
Well on his dome.
All right, let's go to Miami. The 2000. So this guy only gave himself a certain term. The 2018 ambassador to Miami Redskins talk. Palm trees.
The number. He's 2018.
I believe so. Palm trees.
Oh, Mitch is all in.
Nothing goes below an 8 as long as there's palm trees.
No,
I'm pretty sure he tweeted this from outside the Dolphins practice fields. I remember him saying that. So that's something to consider.
The clouds are kind of bumming me out a little bit. Makes me think of Hurricane
that
Florence.
That might be Florence. Florence is there. So
I'm going. Taylor, he used a better marker on his sign.
He did. I'm deciding.
Mitch and Pete are losing it. I'm trying to keep this train moving. Oh, no. Taylor's laughing like he's had three IPAs. 7.5 out of 10.
To nowhere is the thing.
7.5 out of 10. Mitch, Taylor, can anyone speak? All right, I'm getting 7.5 out of 10. It is moving. Oh my God, this is 100 out of 10.
Oh, this guy's
unbelievable.
This is the best one ever.
It's the best one ever.
We should hire him.
Yeah,
the official ambassador of 16th Street Heights, Washington D.C. Rory 29.
The beer spike into the animation of our logo. Yeah,
this is better than
the fire
video.
Is everywhere. Yeah.
These are better than the videos we make.
Yeah,
on our website.
I'm well aware.
100 out of 10. Honestly, we should hire this dude.
How about the kickflip?
He's a hell of a skateboarder.
It looks like he's got a bar set up over there.
Yeah.
Rory 29, 100 out of 10. Taylor?
Yes. 100.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
He's got the Geist jersey.
Yeah.
100 out of 10.
It could be Roy Helu.
Sure. Could be.
And you know, I
could
like.
Could be Lee Torrance.
I really like the limited territory. He's got a small territory, can focus on it. And really do the ambassador job well.
All right. Before we get to our next ambassador, I'm scrolling through here. You know how I looked really fat in the picture from B-Mitch's party?
Yeah.
I look really good in that picture.
Yeah, it's that's a like a shirt.
Yeah, it's a good angle.
In which picture?
The one of us doing Ravens? The podcast from the Ravens Stadium.
Oh, you're welcome.
That white shirt is really slimming you down, dude. You look kind of like James Bond.
Yeah, I'm basically James Bond. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
You don't think so, Taylor?
That's just what I was thinking.
What's this weird mural?
We're going to Kansas. Taylor, what are you singing?
The James Bond thing.
Okay. We're going. I hope this is still recording.
When you were young.
How long are we into this?
Was an open book. Used to say. Oh, go ahead, guys. I'm just.
Who's your favorite Bond? Who's your favorite Bond?
Yo, so this next guy in Kansas.
Oh, Sean Connery.
Pod Pete. Pod Shtick.
All right, we're going to Kansas.
Pod Kansas.
Official ambassador of the Redskins Talk podcast to Wichita, Kansas. He is pro Taylor's Got Jokes, pro Pete, pro shtick.
Oh, he's pro Pete.
He did not weigh in on AJ. We'll find out.
Oh, boy.
I like the mural. I believe that's the Kansas flag.
It is.
I like the Kansas flag. 9 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
it's a really good sign.
My name on it and likes Taylor's Got Jokes.
But it's also pro Pete.
A 10.
Yeah, does that balance it out?
No.
Good point.
No.
You think, but he wrote pro Pete bigger than he wrote
that means
pro Taylor's Got
no,
Jokes.
No, that's okay. Me being on it is, that's all it needs.
I like him. He's pro shtick. I like the flag. I like the jersey. I like the whole bit.
9 out of 10?
9.5.
AJ?
Yeah, 9 out of 10 for me.
All right, 10 out of 10.
You're just salty you're not on the sign. Trunk boy.
You got a 9.
These are two
Do
kids.
You just call him Trunk boy?
Yeah. Oh, I'm embracing the rivalry.
Oh, let's go. I think these two kids are Pete's nieces or nephews.
They're boys, so they are nephews. Yeah.
All right. I don't think we can insult Pete's nephews. They're very cute boys.
Yeah.
Is this taken at like a Chick-fil-A?
This
or
was
a
on their
Rogers?
Way to training
it's a
camp.
McDonald's.
This was a no. I believe it was a Wendy's on the way down to Richmond for training camp this summer.
10 out of 10.
Thank you, guys.
20 out of 10 because there's two of them.
All right, Taylor.
The one on the left looking a little cranky, but I'll give it a 10 out of 10.
You're looking a little cranky, Taylor.
He's always
it's like looking in the mirror, ain't it?
That's actually just a picture of Taylor as a young boy.
Tim P., the official Texas enemy intelligence officer of the Redskins Talk podcast.
It's in front of the Cowboys practice facility.
Which is with the shush.
1 billion out of
no,
10.
No, he's like on the star.
Yeah, that I like that one. But if I have to pick nits,
it wasn't
it's not
sign.
Actually a sign. Like right. It's a cool graphic.
Right.
But, I'll go. It's still really good, but he didn't necessarily follow directions.
But didn't
Taylor.
The guy with the graphic design?
Yeah,
he do the same
yeah,
thing.
But, yeah, but he made a video, dude. that's very different.
All right.
I also like that he didn't follow. Like that's our.
I think it's cool.
That's something we would do.
I'm going 10 out of 10.
And the fact that it's a Texas enemy
He's
intelligence officer.
He's standing on the star of the Cowboys. It's so disrespectful.
It's the best.
10 out of 10.
The best.
Yeah, I'll go 10.
Wow. All right.
So I go higher than 10, but yeah.
Go higher.
Like a. 48 out of 10.
Wow. All right.
I hate to see what Taylor's going to give this next one.
All right. Hell with it. 15 out of 10.
Cool.
All right. Sold. All right. The next dude, Taylor, you're up. Redskins Talk Podcast, official ambassador to Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, we heart JP. Forget it.
I like that his sign is so big and yet his writing is so tiny.
And it's just written on a file folder.
Yeah. Right, I like that.
Where is he? What is
there
that?
There are so many iconic things in Atlanta to go take a picture in front of.
And he did it in his work hallway.
Is that like an unfinished
I think that might be a shopping center.
What are your guys' votes?
4.75.
I guess like a 2.5 for me. Like, there's a lot of good shit in Atlanta that you can go take a picture in front of. And it's all over the place.
The Brave Stadium.
Are people actually following along in this as they listen to the podcast?
I bet they are, Taylor.
Yeah.
They're flipping through Instagram while they're driving?
No, they're doing it instead of working. At their office, they're not doing it while driving.
What's your vote?
It's just kind of visual. I'm going to have to give him
a 1,
man.
A 1? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not usually a hard grader, but what are you in right now?
I'm giving him a 1.
I mean, how do we know that's even Atlanta? That could be freaking Rockville.
All right, I don't know if this is as funny for you guys as it is for me. That is my agent, and he's in his office.
Oh, wow, I love that guy. Really good. Uh-huh, yeah.
No, this is the guy we have to blame for you being here?
Knock it down to 0. Screw
don't worry. You'll have to blame him next year when I'm unemployed.
Wait, which one is your agent? The guy in the orange shirt?
Yeah.
So I was looking at the next one. Guy's got a freaking picture of you.
That one, I love that. That is awesome.
And that's
not my agent.
You're all alone in that.
You don't think that's cool?
What are you saying in the thought bubble again?
4.75.
Do we need an ambassador for a town center? Of course we do. The ambassador for Reston Town Center should be Vinny Vici.
I also like that.
I think it's cool that he printed it. That took some time, man.
Oh, and some ink. That's some precious ink. And also, he's got glasses on, too. It kind of looks like you're kind of matching you and him.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I know where that is at Reston Town Center.
Mitch,
I see a sliver of a palm tree on the right side of that photo.
I have a story to tell about the Reston Town Center that doesn't involve anyone who's in this car. So I'm not going to use any names, but it involves NBC Sports Washington's coverage of the Redskins. We were at a team dinner at our team dinner at the Reston Town Center, and one of our esteemed cohorts was blinded by the sun on a stop sign and bumped into a pedestrian while he was driving to dinner.
Oh no!
All were okay.
So the sun reflected off the stop sign.
All were okay.
Story there, Mitch. Thanks for sharing that.
That's why we need an ambassador to help us out of situations like that.
Keep eyes out on that.
This guy, Vinny Vici, is important.
0 out of 10 on Mitch's story.
When I tell you guys off camera who it was, you will laugh.
There's no camera, dude. But I hear you. Maybe you should have just told us when you could tell us the real story and it wasn't on the podcast.
All right.
All right, the official ambassador of the Pocono Mountain.
That's okay.
Did we rate him? Did we rate the Reston Town Center? I'm still debating.
Hey, Mitch's story
I say 10 out of 10.
I'll go 10 because it's Reston. I kind of like Reston.
He gets a 13 for me because we need him.
All right, Pete.
Mitch's story was the first thing to waste time on this podcast, so it's okay, Mitch. We haven't done enough of that.
All right, let's go to. All right.
Do I still get the vote? He gets a 10.
I forgot AJ was here.
You're still here?
Good job, buddy. 10 out of 10.
I thought you'd just been talking in your arm.
I thought he passed out.
All right, this is when Pete was messing up, and he put 3 guys up at once, which we disagreed with and have since fixed. The first guy, the Redskins Talk podcast ambassador of the Pocono Mountains. 10 out of 10. It's a cool view of the mountains.
Taylor's anti-mountain, though, so maybe that affects
it. His handwriting is terrible, which I enjoy.
Right, Taylor is pro-canyon, anti-mountain.
Yeah, which is a weird bit. 10 out of 10 for Pocono Mountains. Any disagreements?
10, I like it.
Taylor?
4.7.
Oh, my God. Next is our guy Jackson Diddelake. 15 out of 10.
Yep, sure.
Jackson makes Pete nervous that he could take your job.
There's a lot of people who make
Taylor,
nervous.
You can scroll over in one of them.
Swipe, buddy. Swipe left like you're on Tinder.
Where is he? You're still on there.
Taylor's a Bumble guy.
You're right.
I tried
Jackson's
that,
all in on the AJ on the pod movement, so I'm all in for Jackson.
So does he get higher than 15 out of 10?
He gets a 89 out of a 10.
You know what? I know Jackson's going to listen. I want to hear who he wants in the trunk.
Yo, yeah, who Jackson gets a legit vote.
Jackson gets
who
a legit
should be in
vote.
The truck, Jackson? Pete
Let him know,
or AJ?
Jackson.
All right, Taylor, we need your vote, dude.
Jackson's my man. He gets 10.
All right. Our last one in this three.
He stopped listening 30 minutes
the
ago.
The last one.
No, Taylor, just the last one of these 3 pictures.
Yeah.
The official Redskins Talk anti-shtick ambassador. We care less about cheerwine and where you are sitting than you'd think. His picture is a picture of his arm flexing.
Wait, and what's his Twitter name?
Kareem
Abdul-Jabroni.
Even though he stopped listening 30 minutes ago, we're going to give him a rating anyway.
Oh, this is when Pete was lazy and he put all these in at once.
Right? I love that you just figured it out.
That's the one.
There we go. Good job, Taylor. Now you're going to make Pete sad again.
There's no way this guy's listening right now.
So 0 out of 10?
I was going to say like a -5.
-5 out of 10. Taylor? -4.75.
I might actually. I'm going to delete that photo off our Instagram because it's so bad.
No, Kareem. It stays.
No, I know. It's a bit.
Your bits aren't good. So -5 for that guy?
Yeah.
All right.
We are almost done here, folks. For the four of you still
with us. We got more kids. These are my buddies, son and daughter. Mike Miller, that's his...
Miller.
It's his daughter, Madison, and their son, Max. They are the official ambassadors of Willowsford, Virginia. And on their sign, they say, hi to my daughter, Shelby, 20 out of 10.
Yeah, they're Miller.
Where is Willowsford?
What is the grant?
It's their neighborhood. It's probably like 15 minutes from here. It's out in Loudoun. It's nice.
Grant.
It's named after Ryan.
I like it. Oh, God.
15 out of 10.
Adorable Done. Kids. 15.
Moving on.
Millers.
Yeah, kids. I can't. I can't. I'm
not and yet you said my nephew 10. Looked a little grumpy.
You did say that about his nephew.
Well, wait. They look fine. They're both smiling. Look at them.
Real recognized real
Happy
there.
With life.
All right. This is the original. The Redskins Talk Ambassador to Baltimore, OG. Federal Hill, the OG ambassador.
This was a first pitch grab.
50 Sam out
Murray.
Of 10.
Sam Murray. Hold on. Sam Murray at Samurai. Go follow him.
On a cannon drinking beer with a cardboard sign and a Redskins shirt.
And he wrote the
Natty
sign.
Bow.
Natty Bow sign. And he wrote the sign on the back of a case of Natty Bow.
No.
50 out of 10.
It's the highest grade that we can
where
give.
Is
like, is that... Well, Taylor, what are you trying to zoom in on?
Watching Taylor use Instagram is a 10 out of 10.
This is the best.
Maybe we can't even properly rate this. This just might be like the Mona Lisa.
It is.
Like
that's what I said in the caption.
Did you?
Oh, wait, no. That was a different one.
Sorry. It's hard to appreciate how perfect it is.
It's the Sistine Chapel.
You just have to look at it yourself and take away your own impressions. Of how
yeah, it's like art.
It
like, yeah. You have to, if you understand us,
yeah.
And that's not the easiest thing, to understand the nuances and subtleties and assholeness of this podcast to one another. But if you understand us and you're a real listener and you really appreciate this thing, then you love and appreciate Sam Murray's ambassadorship picture.
At Samurai.
All right,
well
we're
said,
done.
JP.
I think we're done, right?
Yay!
All right, so in that
Rich
vein...
Rich has been itching to get out of the car for the last 20 minutes.
Keep them coming. Keep sending in the ambassador signs.
I'm ready.
You know what we're looking for. You know how we're grading them. All of them will get posted, assuming Pete works and gets them done. Maybe we'll give AJ access to the Instagram, and he'll keep it moving.
Oh, silly.
I don't know. Pete, you all right?
You know, actually get posted then.
Oh!
They've all been posted. And you know why I'm sad? It's because Hurricane Florence is bearing down.
All right, we got to get the hell out of here.
You know what?
Before Hurricane Florence.
Why?
Because
Mitch's phone's almost out of juice. We better...
Taylor can't even hear that AJ's
we're
trying
right
to talk.
We're right next to the building, the Redskins like facility, and every single team employee has walked out, looked at me in the trunk with shame, and walked right past us. Any little respect I had is all gone.
Well, they're correct. I still don't know why you're here sitting in the trunk, but whatever, man.
Well, he says he needs a ride because he's broke.
Folks, if you made it this far, we appreciate you. Follow the Instagram page. Come to the tailgate. Download the podcast. Leave reviews.
We need JP in a kilt. Leave reviews.
Email Pete. Pete, what's your email?
PHAIL2189@gmail.com. Why are they emailing
me? I don't know. I didn't think you'd give out your email address.
I'm also, down for email.
Also, send positive vibes.
Yo, if you made it this far, email me, and that'll be proof of how many people actually listened all the way to the end of this terrible thing.
Terrible? This is...
I loved it. I want to go for another half an hour.
So what? Why are you calling it terrible?
Because it just...
Just, yo, emo just, Pete is no good.
Yo,
where's like happy-go-lucky regular kid Pete?
Well,
what are we doing to get you back?
I don't know.
What is wrong, Pete?
Oh my God. Just send me good vibes on email.
I don't know what is going on with
What's
Pete.
What's the matter, buddy?
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for listening. If you made it this far, Pete owes you a beer. Pete's being weird.
1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.